Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
The phone tap. My old boss, Rhonda, is having a little trouble with her son. You see, her son is ordering adult movies on pay-per-view and bringing his dad's Playboys to school. He's going down the path of porn. So why don't you guys call her up as a parent of a child that goes to school with her son to complain about the porn the kid is bringing to school? And by the way, the mother and father of this porn kid they're biker types, and they love to flip out.
Oh, great.
This comes to us from Rob. Thank you, Rob. Dave Brody's going to call Rhonda as a concerned parent. Rhonda's husband, Bob, will also be on the call. It's a mass confusion. But listen to the energy in today's phone tap.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Rhonda?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were my son. Hold on one second, please. Hi, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm calling about your son. My name is Jack Enbox.
Uh-huh.
My daughter, Jessica, goes to school with your son, Cody.
Uh-huh.
And there were a couple of times over the last few months that my daughter reported to me that your son was bringing dirty magazines to school.
Yes.
You're aware of that?
No.
She said that Cody said he has a video camera. He wants to take video of me. He followed her into the girls' room. And now I'm calling you. I want to know what's going on.
If you saw, my mouth is just hanging. I don't even know what the heck is going on.
You're not even aware in the least that there's a problem that your son's bringing dirty magazines to school.
No, and you know what? I don't like the tone that you're taking with me. Do you know that?
Okay.
Maybe you should talk to my husband.
Who, the big biker dude?
Who the f*** are you?
Look, I'm calling up as one parent to another.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You don't have any right to speak to me like this, the big biker dude. You know what? Maybe we should just have a meeting face to face.
Well, you can hit me with your keys. Listen, relax, lady.
No,
I don't need you.
No, because you know why? Because I don't know who the you are, and you're calling me up with an attitude.
Look, your kid's bringing you a porno to school and showing my daughter. I'm not the one with the attitude.
I want to know your phone number.
Listen, lady.
Look. No, what? Give me your name right now.
I told you my name, Jack Enbox. Enbachs.
Enbachs.
Look, your kid's a little hoodlum. Obviously, gets it from his parents.
Oh, you know what? You're an a-. My husband will be calling you back.
Yeah, where's your husband?
Hello?
There, listen.
Who the are you?
I need you to settle this with me now. You don't need to hang up on me and be rude.
No, why don't you call my husband up instead of calling me up and speaking the way you are? Don't you have any balls? Talk to him.
Listen, Hell's Angel, I will have your kid expelled if you don't talk to me and work this out with me. Stop hanging up on the phone.
Why do you have... You know what? I don't understand what's going on. I just called my son, Dakota, and he's telling me that your daughter lies. I want to call the school and find out what's
your
going on.
Your son's a little punk-ass lying bitch. I don't need
you... Oh, you know what, you son of a bitch?
Yeah.
Come to my house tonight.
My daughter never lied.
Oh, your daughter never lies. Your daughter's a f***ing angel.
She is.
Call my husband, 973.
And unlike you, she's got teeth.
Oh, you know what, you're... 583.
Hold on, I'll connect all of us. Hold on. Your husband will be more reasonable, I'm sure. What's his name?
Bob.
Hello, is this...
Bob, he's got me on the phone, too.
All right.
Yes, sir, Mr. Germano.
Yes, first off, don't ever call my wife again and get her upset, all right?
You know what? You never called me Mrs. Germano the last time you spoke to me, mister.
I've been very polite.
No, you didn't. You never did that.
Right now, mister. I don't know what my son did, what the deal is, but right now I'll tell you, don't ever call my wife and harass her, all right? That's the first thing I'm going to tell you. Now you can explain to me what's going on.
All right, relax, Biker Bob. Your son, Cody, was bringing Playboy magazines to school and following her into the girls' bathroom and showing her dirty pictures. And then your wife starts yelling and screaming at me.
No, excuse me. You know what? You sound like butter couldn't melt in your mouth when my husband's on the phone. You think you're a big bad man calling up a woman and harassing her.
I didn't call up a woman.
And call my husband Hell's Angel, Biker, telling me I got no teeth.
I never said that.
Oh,
I was very nice to you. I didn't raise my voice.
Oh, you know what? You're a liar. I am hanging up because I'm going to kill this.
All right.
Is there something wrong with your wife that she snapped at me like that?
No, there's nothing wrong with my wife. But you know what? I don't need you giving my wife a hard time because I wouldn't call your house and give your wife a hard time. You want to give someone a hard time? Try giving me a hard time. All
right? And do you know where your son got the nude pictures of you and your wife from that he's showing my daughter?
No, I don't.
Let's see if she knows.
Well, I'll tell you what. You better not even think about doing it.
Just calm yourself, cowboy.
Good afternoon, Brady's at the station. Help me help you.
Rhonda.
What?
You know a guy named Rob Gripper?
He worked here. I know who he is and everything.
He remembers you quite fondly. That's why he called me. This is Dave Brody from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. You've been phone tapped.
You're
kidding me.
Say hi, Rob.
How you doing, Rhonda?
I am going to kill you. Oh, my God, you better get your ass down to work right now because I'm going to kick your ass.
And I listen to this every morning.
Oh, my God, and I listen all the time on the radio to this. And I'm like, you know what? These poor people that somebody would do that to. I'm like, nobody would have the balls to do that to me.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted.